Welcome back to Dig This, Nuka's official podcast and our latest episode. Each year for the past 7 years, Nuka has sponsored Trench Safety Stand Down Week. This year's event is being held the entire week of June 19th to the 23rd. It's simple for our Nuka members to participate in. Companies will conduct a stand down by taking a break to have a toolbox talk or another safety activity to draw attention to the specific hazards related to working in and around trenches and excavations. In return, Nuka sends each company a certificate of participation and TSSD helmet stickers for employees. What each company derives from holding these safety events is the knowledge that their employees are better trained to stay safe on the job sites. And we know every safe job site reduces costs, prevents injuries, increases morale, and allows every employee to get home safely at the end of the day. Nuka's safety programs are here to help each member achieve those goals, and we're proud of our work. And we want more Nuka and industry members to take advantage of Nuka's many safety programs. Today I'm joined by Kirk Blomgren, Nuka's Safety Committee Chairman and Vice President of Safety, Quality, and Efficiency for Nuka member Petticoat Schmidt Civil Contractors in Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to talk today about those Nuka safety programs, how owners, superintendents, company safety directors, and our members' employees can use them to their maximum benefit. Welcome to our podcast, Kirk, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Nuka's top strategic goal has always been safety. We've had safety experts on our staff for over 30 years. Our top safety event is being held this month, the Trench Safety Stand Down, going strong since 2016. Can you give the listeners an overview of Nuka's safety program and your committee?
Nuka really approaches safety the right way. You know, safety is just a constant evolutionary process. And we'd like to help our members stay at the leading edge with the latest updates that encompass training, awareness, assessment, all key areas for any good safety program. Our safety program partners with OSHA, and that's one of the really great things that we do well. We partner with OSHA on Nuka safety training and policy, and at the same time, Nuka is a key member of OSHA's Alliance to Address Excavation Hazards. Our safety program also recently adopted TESS, the Trenching Excavation and Safety Task Force, and they do a great job of bringing awareness to excavation hazards. I mean, they do a fantastic job of sharing information, content, and resources on social media. These guys are great.
They really are. They really are. I repost their stuff on LinkedIn all the time.
Good deal. We also have content on our own Nuka website. Folks can look at toolbox talks, safety resources. All that stuff can be found on our website under safety. But one of the things I'm really excited about is this year's Trench Safety Stand Down. 19th to the 21st of June, we've got a number of chapters that are hosting live trench trainings. And typically those draw hundreds of people that come to those events. But it's a great way to promote safety, get employees trained, refreshed, and or retrained on multiple aspects of construction training. You know, one of the really cool things that I've heard about with our safety programs, too, is that we've got a great opportunity to share information that members can use to benchmark their own safety programs and best practices, and that's with the Nuka Star program.
I'm glad you mentioned Nuka Star. It was developed to help evaluate, update, and recognize a company's safety program and practices, and their profitability benefits associated with better company safety programs, too. Can you talk about Nuka Star for listeners?
I'd be happy to talk about it. Nuka Star was launched last May, and just in the past year, we've seen some great successes. In fact, it's been so successful and continues to be. So we've got 4 submissions in the approval process right now, and our goal really is to triple participation for 2023. What are the benefits? Well, it's a great self-assessment tool. Nuka Star focuses on evaluating 4 core areas, leadership, records and data management, culture, and procedures. And under those 4 core areas are subsections that work on a point system based on your level of compliance and competency for each section. So I'm a big advocate of culture as a key to safety. And we see 7 separate items benchmarking culture and engagement. And that's the short version. More importantly, this program is more than just an evaluation tool. It really gives companies an opportunity to take a good look at the safety program they have in place, see what they're doing well, and perhaps see what can use some improvement. This program can also be used for members looking to start their own top-notch safety program.
Nuka Safety Committee is a key part of several Nuka safety programs: Safety Damage Prevention Conference, Confined Space Training, Train the Trainer, Nuka Safety Instructors, to mention a few. Can you share any news about these programs for 2023?
We've got some great stuff happening. You know, the goal for 2023 is to continue to ramp up the trainings that Nuka offers and open the door for new courses as well. And so far this year, we've done exactly that. In fact, we've had 8 crew leader trainings, 2 train the trainer courses, and an advanced crew leader training. And what's interesting is that this number so far surpasses the number of training classes held for the entirety of 2022. And there are certainly more classes ahead already on the books, and that number is just going to continue to grow as the year progresses. And in new course offerings, and I think some folks are probably going to hear it here first, Nuka is going to be rolling out the new damage prevention train the trainer course. And that information should be expected in the next 2 months, so look for that to be advertised very soon.
Nuka's safety communications are extensive too. They include several managed by my department, such as Nuka Safety News, Toolbox Talks, and the SafetyCom Utility Contractor Magazine. How important is it for a company's safety director to stay informed about safety information and updates, and where's the best place to find those?
You know, one of the interesting things about safety is that no matter how much data you look at, nobody over the course of history has ever been able to predict incidents, fatalities, or injury. And why is that? Well, it's because safety is constantly evolving. I mean, you know, if you consider that every single safety rule that's in place is written in somebody's blood, an incident occurred and a rule is put in place to eliminate a previously unforeseen hazard, you know, and you think about, so as safety constantly evolves and you've got to stay informed about all the changes that are taking place, you can't sit in a complacency bubble that says, hey, my company's really good and we've always been good, so I've got nothing to worry about. I encourage folks to stay informed. I mean, refresh your training. Attend a Nuka safety conference. There's no competition in safety. This is something that we're all in together, and we've got to stay informed. You've got to stay up to date. You've got to stay in tune.
It's up to Nuka members to take advantage of these programs, and there are many incentives to do so. Can you share any thoughts you have on why a safety program should be at the top of any company's work culture?
Yeah, I'm glad you said culture as a word, and I think sometimes we see companies that have safety programs that focus on rule enforcement as a punitive hammer for safety, and it's unfortunate. I'm a huge culture advocate when it comes to safety, and there are so many folks that benefit from understanding not just the why of safety, but that safety is more than just a rule. It's more than a regulation. There's some common sense involved, and it really starts with caring enough about the people you work with to say something when you see that things aren't right. Maybe there's not a rule for this or that. Maybe it's just common sense, but you got to look out for your coworkers. You know, you can have a rule about cell phones because people get distracted when they're on their cell phones. But is there a rule about distraction in life? You can't write a rule. And I challenge people when I teach classes weekly, and I challenge people, I say, have you ever driven home from work and you had something on your mind and you forgot to drive home? Those are the kinds of things that occur that make people realize, gosh, I may not have my mind in the game here. And when I see a guy out in the field that's not wearing his safety glasses or wearing a seatbelt, and that's a little thing, I'll ask him, hey, is everything all right at home? Do you have something on your mind? 9 times out of 10, this is an otherwise compliant individual that says, gosh, I forgot. And I say, is everything okay in your life? 8 times out of 10, they say, no, I've got this on my mind. Something else is happening. And you know what? If folks like that aren't paying attention to little things, are they going to look out for bigger things? Are they going to look out for their coworkers? Are they going to look out for a trench? We work in an extraordinarily unforgiving environment, and there's no room for error. So I encourage people to talk to people, talk to somebody. We actually have stop cards here, where if somebody feels like things are unsafe, if maybe they don't understand, or if they see somebody that's not completely compliant with safety, or if they just have a question, they can raise their stop card, or they can just invoke their stop card and say, hey, look, let's stop, let's reassess, or is everything all right with you? Are you feeling okay? Is something on your mind? People have lives that happen beyond work, and it affects what they do in work. So that's something that goes beyond rules. That's a culture thing. And so that's the kind of thing that I feel is every bit as important as understanding the why, is understanding why we care about each other.
Very well stated. Yeah, so much of what we do on the job site, it's teamwork. But it's also depending upon the team members to bring their own thoughts, ideas, and observations to this conversation. Kirk, thanks for your time today to talk about Nuka's commitment to industry and job site safety.
Bob, I really appreciate you having me on today. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to talk about all the great things that Nuka's doing. And I can't thank you enough for everything that everybody here does for us.
For more information about Nuka's safety programs, go to nuka.com/safety. Members are also encouraged to attend our safety events and, of course, to participate in the upcoming Trench Safety Stand-Down Week. And thank you for listening to Dig This, Nuka's official podcast. Please remember, safety first in all our work.